You know, sometimes the simplest things that the Bible says are sometimes the most liberating and the most freeing, and sometimes bring the greatest revelation, too. I want to look at a verse in Acts chapter 10, verse number 38, and it's just a simple concept, but it's such a simple concept that sometimes we read over it, and we don't really stop to think about the depth of what that means for us, the reality of what's being said. In Acts chapter 10, verse number 38, simply says this, "Now God..." And this is Peter. Peter is sharing. And as he's sharing, he says how God appointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Okay, well, that's a great statement. Here's Peter. He's talking. He's sharing the truth. And he identifies and says, this is Jesus Christ. And who, you know, Peter walked with Jesus. He knew. He saw. He understood. He was there at the crucifixion. He saw him after his resurrection. So Peter saw and lived all of that. And that statement saying, this is what God did. God anointed Jesus Christ with the Holy Spirit and power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil, and God was with him. One thing I want to focus on in that verse to start off with. It says that Jesus went about doing good. You know, that's a phrase that's so easy to overlook. We can just read through all that because that's a powerful statement that's being made there. In the observation of who Jesus was and who he is today, still. But it's easy for us to lose that what did Jesus do? He went about doing good. That's what Jesus did. He did good. Jesus didn't do bad. He didn't bring bad. He brought good. When Jesus was here in this flesh, when we could see him in this natural world, we saw what he did. And Jesus made it clear, when you see me, you see the Father. So when they watched, when Peter, who was one, who again, who he walked with Jesus, he went through all those experiences of those 3.5 years of ministry, and he went through the experiences of the crucifixion and the resurrection and the ascension. He saw all of that. And he says that as he looks back, when he watched Jesus, he saw Jesus doing good. Jesus did good. Now, that seems elemental to us, right? Well, you would think so. You would think that if you ask someone, is Jesus good? The answer is going to be yes. Of course, the answer is yes. Jesus is good. So it seems like an elementary thing. Why even waste any time on that? Well, you know, the reality is, though, that we might say that because we know that we're patterned to say that. And we know that we're taught that Jesus is love and that Jesus is goodness. We know all that. So we're patterned to respond that way and to acknowledge that. But is it what we really believe? You know, a lot of times by the things that we say, I don't think we're so certain that Jesus always brings good. He does. And this is what Peter's saying. It's a simple statement. Jesus went about doing good. Now, if we truly believe that and understand that, and if we can take that as a foundation of our acceptance of who Jesus is and who he is today, there's great liberty in that, and there's great freedom in that. Because there's a lot of times that we'll say things like, well, and I've heard this said, well, Jesus brought this sickness. The Lord allowed this sickness. The Lord gave me this sickness for this reason. Well, let me ask you a question. Is sickness good for you? I mean, is that work for you? Is that something you look forward to? Is it good for you? Is it good for your family? There's nothing good in sickness. Jesus doesn't bring us sickness. It's easy to say, well, the Lord brought this sickness on me to achieve or accomplish this work. Now, there's no question that in anything that comes in life, Jesus can take anything that's bad. He can take anything and turn it around to good. But what we need to understand is he's not the one that brings those things. Peter said that Jesus went about doing good. That's who Jesus was. He went about doing good. He didn't walk about doing bad. You never see Jesus bringing sickness on somebody. When Jesus went and he saw the sick, he healed the sick. He healed all. In fact, this is what Peter says. Peter identifies that he healed all who were oppressed, all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. He healed all that were oppressed. Jesus went about doing good. He did good things. What did Jesus do? He did good. Here's what we need to understand. When things in your life happen, and we do live in a fallen world. I'm not saying as a believer, as a follower in Jesus Christ, everything is going to be great and rosy. Far from it. It's not the way that it operates. Because we still live in a fallen world because of sin. it's still a fallen world, so bad things are going to happen. Bad things are going to happen in your life. As a Christian, you've experienced that. We need to understand, though, is that the good things come from God, bad things come from the devil. When bad things happen in our life, it's not that God brought those bad things into our life. He'll deliver us from those things, and he will bring good from those things. There will be, look, there's a lot. I'll tell you this. Most of the things that I've learned, most of the times that I've really learned the character, the nature, the faithfulness of God comes during the bad times. It's when the bad times come that you look towards the Word, and you've got to put in faith. You've got to trust the Word of God. You've got to trust the things that Jesus has done for you. And it's during those hard times that you really have to put your faith out there. And that's where you learn the faithfulness of God. That's where you learn His nature. That's where you learn His character. That's where you see who He is. I've learned far, far more from the hard times and from the bad times than I have from the good. Now, I'd rather be in the good times, but most of the learning takes place, that's human nature, most of the learning takes place during the hard times, during the bad times. So Jesus can take those bad times and still teach us, and still we can grow, and still we can see His character, His nature, His faithfulness, His love, His promises come to pass. We can learn from those things, but that doesn't mean that He brings us those things. Jesus went about doing good. He's not going about doing bad. He's not bringing harm to you. He's not taking that 2x4 to level it against your head to teach you a lesson. It's not the way that it operates. God, we see God the Father through Jesus Christ. And Peter, in natural eyes, watched Jesus Christ and saw that all Jesus did was good. What does Jesus do? He does good. Not bad things. Only good things come from Him. Bad things? Well, that can sometimes confuse us. And sometimes it does make us wonder, God, where are you? Bad things come from the devil. And when we get confused and we face those hard times and we say, God, where are you? Look, here's a spiritual reality. And this is a hard one to understand. It's hard for us to experience when we're living it, but this is a spiritual reality. The promises of God are true. Everything that Jesus did is good, and He's done all the good for you. He doesn't have to do anything else for you. He's already done everything for you. In other words, everything that you need in your life today, He's already established for you. That doesn't mean you're going to see it and experience it, because we do live in a fallen world. You're not going to see it and experience all the time immediately, but you have to know that it's there, and this is what faith is. Faith is laying hold of those things that Jesus has already done for us. It's laying hold of them and bringing them from the spiritual reality into this natural reality. So when we get confused sometimes by those things, here's a spiritual truth. If you don't see the promises of God, if you don't see it in the natural world, if you don't see the promises in the natural, that just means that it's being done in the supernatural. It's happening or already happened in the supernatural. It's done in the supernatural. You may not see it yet in the natural, but it's done in the spiritual. It's done in the supernatural. We just have to have faith and stand and believe until we see it. The reason we don't see it sometimes is we give up. We don't see it. We get frustrated. We think, God, where are you? God's word isn't working. We give up. And when you give up, that's when you shut off those things. That's where you close the door between the spiritual realm and the natural realm. That's where you close the door, not God. God, we see reflected through the life of Jesus Christ. And Peter watched, and Peter said he went about doing good. God does good. Good things come from God. Good things come from Jesus Christ. The bad things, they come from the devil. It's that simple. When bad things come in your life, it's not God bringing bad things to teach you a lesson or to do something. He'll turn it around for your good, but He's not the one that brings it to you. God's a good God. He does good things. It's the devil who brings the bad things. We confuse that sometimes today. God's not putting sickness on you. He's not doing it for your good. His nature and His character are described right here by Peter in these simple words. Jesus went about doing good. He still is today. This is who He is, His nature, His character. He does good. Now, we can see the same principle. Let me move ahead. In the book of Hebrews, we see this exact same principle. I'm just going to read a portion of Hebrews chapter 9, verse number 11. But Christ came as a high priest of good things to come. But Christ came as a high priest of good things to come. When Jesus came, What did Peter say? He went about doing good. And even after we see the entire life and we see the whole purpose of Christ's life here on earth fulfilled, and we see him ascend, here we even see the author of Hebrews, after all that is done, looking back and realizing through the Holy Spirit, he said Jesus is a high priest, and he is the high priest of good things to come. He came as a high priest of good things to come. What did Peter say? Jesus went about doing good. The author of Hebrews is saying, Jesus came as a high priest, as a high priest who was one, high priest of the good things that were to come. All those things have already come. Those things that the author of Hebrews is identifying, Jesus is the high priest of good things to come. All those things have come because he's fulfilled that work. He came to be the high priest of the good things to come. Peter said he went about doing good. Author of Hebrews is saying he was the high priest who came to bring those good things, and now that we have them, we have all the good things. Jesus is the author of good things. Jesus is the one who does good things, not bad. Don't confuse it today. Sickness comes on your family, don't say, well, God brought that on me to teach me, to humble me. It's not the way that it works. If it says, and the author of Hebrews says that Jesus was the high priest, he came as the high priest. This is his purpose for coming. He came as high priest of the good things to come. What's the high priest do? You know, throughout the Old Testament, throughout the Old Covenant, the high priest was the one who went before the people, who went before the people and represented the people as he made the sacrifice before God. He was the one that made the sacrifice before God on behalf of all the people. Jesus was the high priest. He came as the one who brought the sacrifice, which was himself, on behalf of all the people, so that he's bringing all the good things. It's the nature and character, the personality. It's the essence of who God is. It's the essence of who Jesus is. It's goodness. Listen, be encouraged today and be strengthened in this fact. God brings good things, not bad things. He's the high priest of the good things to come, and all those things have already come. Whatever you might be facing today, here's the great thing. You don't have to face it alone. You've got the high priest of good things to come who's already brought those good things. You don't have to face those things alone. Whatever your troubles, whatever your problems, whatever your concerns are today, you don't have to face them alone. You have the high priest of good things that have come. You've got the high priest walking with you through all those things, and he's the one who goes about doing good. That means he's the one that has already provided the deliverance for whatever you're going through. And you know, maybe you've been walking through that and it seems like every day you get up and you still face the same thing and you wonder, Jesus, where are you? He's the high priest that's walking with you of the good things to come. He's already established the good things. They are coming to you. You keep walking with Jesus Christ. He will get you to those good things because he's established them for you. And if we go back to what Peter said in Acts chapter 10, he said that God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. Jesus has the power, and through that power, he's already accomplished all this for you. There's no greater power than the power of Jesus Christ, and he's the high priest that has come to bring those good things to you, and he's walking with you in whatever you're going through. And here's the final point. It says that he healed all. He didn't heal just some. He didn't bring us good just to some, just to the few elect, just to those who worked hard enough to deserve it. He didn't bring the goodness and the healing and the deliverance only to a select few. He did it for all. He did it for you. This is yours. It's your promise. As you're going through the day today and you look at the problems, you look at the scenarios you're facing, the things you're concerned about, as you see those things, you're not walking by yourself. The high priest is walking with you. And he has provided good things. Peter identified it for us. Jesus went about doing good. Jesus has already done all the good you'll ever need. He's already done it. And he's walking you into it. Put your faith and your confidence, your reliance upon him. And let's walk together with him into all those good things that he has for you.